Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates, maybe two more times at a quarter point each, so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 6th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Education Committee meetings will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. In Portage County, a quorum of the Land and Water Conservation Committee will attend the Farmers for Tomorrow meeting in Amherst from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11:30 a.m. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 p.m. And the City Council will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 1 above. Tonight, under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 29. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 23. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 2 above.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com. The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Friday happier happy hour, the day the Devil Radio that died. It's going to be dead because it died. See, I got to play both ways. Dom, how you doing, man?
I'm still living, baby. I'm not Devil Radio. Well, Devil's Advocates Twitter handle is Devil Radio, which lives on. But in the infamy. Brand Devil Radio is dead.
You know, a little later in this hour, we're gonna get a little less political. We're gonna have Wisconsin-centric comedian Charlie Behrens. And he will be rolling out his new product right here, a Civic Media partnership, the Cripes Cast. We're going to be playing it starting tomorrow across the network. Going to play out noon to 1 each Saturday, the Cripes Cast, starting tomorrow. But Charlie joins us in like 25 minutes.
Nice.
Looking forward to that. So, the Friday grievances, now is the time. 844-967-2789, unless you got one first, Tom.
I kind of do, and I know there's so much out there. I want to throw this one out there before we get back to the phones. 844-96-PARTY. We are the Grievances Friday. But Scott Bauer over at the AP, I saw this one all over the place, but we'll start with the original. Here's what he writes. The Wisconsin political operative, here we go, newly released audio recordings offers a behind-the-scenes look at how former President Donald Trump's campaign team in a pivotal battleground state knew they had been outflanked by Democrats in the 2020 presidential election, but even as they acknowledged defeat, they pivoted to allegations of widespread fraud that were ultimately debunked repeatedly by elections officials and the courts. Audio from November 5th of 2020, 2 days after the election, is surfacing as Trump again seeks the White House while continuing to lie about the legitimacy of the outcome and Democrat Biden's win. Wisconsin political operatives in the strategy session even praised Democratic turnout in the state's largest counties and appeared to joke about their efforts to engage black voters, according to the recording obtained Thursday by the Associated Press. We have a little bit of sound of this, Evan. Let's roll with cut number one, please.
The American dream is dead.
Here's the drill. Comms is going to continue to fan the flame and get the word out about Democrats trying to steal this election. We'll do whatever they need our help with. Okay, so just stand by in case there's any stunts we need to pull.
That's Andrew Iverson. He was the head of Trump's campaign in the state of Wisconsin. He is now the Midwest Regional Director for the Republican National Committee. He deferred questions about the meeting to the RNC, whose spokesperson declined to comment. I think we have another one. If you would please play the next one, Evan.
Look, guys, at the end of the day, like, this operation received more votes than any other Republican in Wisconsin history. Like, and it wasn't even close. Because we outperformed the president's team by just over 200,000 votes, right? Like, say what you want, our operation turned out Republican or DJT supporters. The Democrats just got 20,000 more than us out of Dade County and by their shenanigans in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Dade. So there's a lot that people can learn from this campaign.
Well, there were no shenanigans, Mr. Iverson. Everyone knows. You tried and fined. Everyone looked. There wasn't any shenanigans. Biden defeated Trump by 21,000 votes in Wisconsin. And 2 days after the election, there's no discussion of Trump having won the state during the meeting of Republican campaign operatives. Right? Instead, parts of the meeting focus on discussions about packing up campaign offices, writing final reports about how the campaign unfolded. At one point, Iverson is heard praising the margin of Trump's
Dom.
Heard that a little bit. One more here.
Dom.
If I may. Yes.
I think the people missed you just for a moment. So if you could repeat that part.
There was no discussion during these recordings of Trump having won the state, right? There was no discussion. That's the thing. So they talk about fanning the flames. There's no discussion that Trump won. And they talk about what comms is going to do, right? If they have to get, you know, do anything to rile up the base. That was this whole thing. That was the point. And they know this. They know this. As Bauer continues, it's unclear whether the staff in Wisconsin coordinated their message directly with campaign officials in Washington. Parts of the November 5th meeting also center, and this, of course, is typical Republican, parts of the meeting also center on Republicans' outreach efforts to the state's black community. At one point, the operatives laugh. The operatives laugh over needing, quote, more black voices for Trump. Iverson also references their efforts to engage with black voters. We ever talked to black people before? I don't think so, he said, eliciting laughter from others in the room. Yeah, I have a grievance. And this guy is what? He's the regional director for the RNC. He's going to be here in Wisconsin. He's going to be here again during the 2024. So I know, this isn't personal. Well, but this guy and this attitude, this effort, it's what actually divides people. It's purposeful. It is fraud. But it goes beyond just that. You know, what happened to the families and communities and friends and friendships that were lost because of this BS? Now, if your friendship, you were lost because maybe it wasn't that strong to begin with, but these people purposefully went out there to fool you, to fake you, to make you mad. That was their effort, and they're still in it, and they're still coming around, and they're coming in 2024. That's why I'm not happy about it.
Well, Dom, it harkens back to the recent quotes we saw attributed to false, fraudulent Trump elector and Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell when he bragged about the suppression of about 37,000 black and Latino voters in Milwaukee County in that election we're referencing. Technically, that would be the 2022. The more recent election, not the 2020. So the new efforts, because they learned something apparently, you know, it's not a laughable outcome anymore, Dom. It's a voter suppressive outcome. Now they found a way by buying up black talk radio and by just putting enough, you know, chum in the water to convince people, well, you know, both sides do it. They're all bad. You should stay home. Don't vote at all.
Yeah.
And the margin, 37,000 votes that Spindell claims is the differential, the reduction in votes in Milwaukee County from 2018's midterm to 2022. And the U.S. Senate race in the state of Wisconsin, the black candidate, Mandela Barnes, our buddy, lost by about 26,000 votes. So you do the math. 844-967-2789. Real fast, it's the Flash. Welcome, Flash.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm the Truckers for Trump. We're out of Madison, Wisconsin. We've been on the road for a month, and we're going to go to Washington, and we're raising hell and then we're going to make a change, and we're, but we're only, I mean, pardon my French, we're only 20 miles out of Seattle.
844-967-2789.
Let's keep going on the phones. Our pal Dana up at God's Country Lacrosse. How you doing, Dana?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, Devils. How are you today? Happy Friday awesome. To you all. Well,
thank you. Happy Friday to you.
Boy, from the mouths of babes, huh? I mean, you guys, we can provide sound clip after sound clip, text after text, court case after court case. Lack of evidence after lack of evidence, you know, like Rudy admitting right in court. No, we don't have any evidence. And you can show that to these MAGAs, and it doesn't matter to them. It's an amazing study. These guys are going to be the topic of psychological studies for decades.
Well, Sean Hannity, said it in court, Dana, right? Sean Hannity said he never believed it for a minute when it mattered, when he was under oath, when he's getting sued. Then he says it, but does he say it to his audience? Hell no, because that's how he gets paid.
The dissonance from these people is astounding, and they don't realize it's all they've all admitted they know it's BS, but it's all a big grift for them to get your money, create an outrage. Every new headline or every sound clip they make for their own selves, then they go and make an ad off of it to, hey, we're being attacked for what we said by the woke liberals. You know, it's just astounding how easily manipulated these people are.
But you realize, Dana,
strong and smart and the hubris. Yeah, go ahead.
But Dana, you realize you're I'd like to think a good lefty. I've met you up in Lacrosse last time I was there. You are well informed by this program and others like it. You seek out the truth, Dana. And understand, on the right, they purposefully mislead their audience. They tell their audience the mainstream media is lying to you. The newspaper's lying. Only I tell you the truth, and the truth is it was rigged. And I can tell you, Dana, this claim of rigging was a grift for fun, for ratings, for profit. They knew what they were doing, Dana, but the audience didn't know. They didn't let the audience in on the little spoof that they were lying about the outcome of the election. And in fact, they inspired people. It wasn't just Donald Trump. It was right-wing talk radio. Freaking Dan O'Donnell's father-in-law was at the January 6th insurrection and wrote a little op-ed that Dan still has published on his page. Very proud of his participation. You know, so we've got a little difference in information. They live in a silo. If you live in a silo, you know, you might get filled full of some, you know what.
Oh, I know. I hear it on the local show every morning. These guys, they're just nuts. And you try to provide them the facts. You know, like I said, the actual voices of these antagonists right from the horse's mouth. And they still don't want to believe it. It's amazing.
Well,
you guys have a great weekend.
They're not willing, and thanks for the call, Dana. Happy Friday, man. They're not willing to be swayed, right? You're never going to tell the Budweiser rep that that Miller is better. They're paid for that opinion, right?
Yes, but if all you are exposed to is misinformation through the media sources, and there is no alternative truth, let's call it, it's awfully hard to get to the truth. You know what I'm saying? They have been purposefully misled. 81 right-wing talk radio stations in the state of Wisconsin purposefully telling their audience it was rigged for ratings.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. Pet of the Week is brought to you by Club Forest Bar and Restaurant and the Southwood County Humane Society. Club Forest Bar is proudly family-owned and operated since 1927, serving our char-grilled burgers, specialty sandwiches, and pizzas. Great for the whole family.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
If you're single, a young couple just starting out, or an empty nester, regular-sized loaves of bread just may be too much of a good thing. Now, thanks to Village Hearth Half Loaves, you can have just the right amount of fresh, delicious bread for toast and your favorite sandwiches. Village Hearth Half Loaves come in 5 flavorful varieties, including Dakota Style 12 Grain, Honey Wheat, and Premium White. You're sure to find the one that's just right. Village Hearth Half Loaves, the perfect size for one or two.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the phones before Charlie Behrens joins us at the bottom of the hour, 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, you're up. Happy Friday, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, nothing but good wishes. I know this is a day of turning the page and starting a new chapter and all, but as one of the crowd, and that includes people like Jeannie, who had a great call last hour, and people like Mark from LaSack and Tom from L.A., your people who've been with you through the tough times. And, man, there were tough times, but you held on by your fingernails, and what's coming out of it is something monumental and amazing and just terrific. And I can't thank you enough for being that light in the wilderness of the Walker years when the whole state was about division and turning things against people. It was your audaciousness, your accuracy, and your fun that just made the shows wonderful. I learned about gap accounting. I learned about the dangers of 501c3s in terms of funding limits. And to me, the peak was when you guys were in the Christmas celebration up at the Capitol and had those little devil faces on the ornaments, much to the chagrin of the Republican legislature. It was just a wonderful way to state this is the people's place, and if you want us to put ornaments up, here you go, free speech, and here are our ornaments. So I know you're making a change, and it will, and you have to, and that's okay. That's absolutely okay, because what's coming out of it is something just remarkable for the whole state. But yes, I will always have my little devil ID hidden under my trench coat, and I will flash it at the right people. Thanks a lot, guys.
Joe, in deference to the devil tree, my frickin' devil tree, as I claimed it that day, we've got the Christmas music racked up from here to eternity.
No!
Perfect. Just perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you,
Be
Joe.
Well. 844-967-2789.
They did steal your garland, Curdy, just for the record. Republicans literally stole the garland off your tree. I saw it. I was there. They put it on their tree. When next time we went there, it was on their tree. They stole it.
Whose garland would Jesus steal?
Yours.
Bill from Fond du Lac. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know what, guys? I like to think about you guys as being relevant, but you're really not. I mean, God, give it up on Trump already. I mean, how many
times? He's your 2024 candidate, man. How do you mean give it up on Trump? He's the only guy declared right now, Bill.
He is not. DeSantis will be there, you know, and I know you want to bring up Trump because, you know, I know it just
because like he's a criminal POS, like Bill? Yes, Jeannie, that's why.
Like Jeannie from Eau Claire or Tom from L.A. who calls in on every one of your programs. I mean, give me a break.
Well, here's the good news, Bill. Apparently, you've been listening. I hope you enjoy the fine fare and, you know, perhaps find it in your heart to continue listening to the greatest radio show ever, man. But lots of people in the queue, like Tom from L.A., who calls every show. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Tom, say hi to Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Good, man.
Oh, boy.
How's life on the leftist coast?
Let me say to that guy first off, hey, buddy, we the people are the government. And that includes all of us, including you. So don't be getting so upset when I call in and say we the people are the government, because that does include us all, especially with social democracy, otherwise called democratic socialist. Guys, I'd like to say that, first off, it has been an absolutely incredible time. I remember when you guys first were on, and I remember getting so mad with Dom because I was talking about money and politics, and back then he was like, well, if you don't like the job, you can go somewhere else. And
what a pain in the ass that guy was.
I know, man. Lots of jobs, right? These days.
And that's why I think when you look at the devil's advocate, because you guys were kind of on different sides of the fence at that time, that, Dom was probably the one that made the most progressive change that there was in terms of the show.
And, how far left could I have traveled, Tom? You know, I started in the Bernie camp. I wasn't going to Jill Stein.
That's right. But anyway, yeah. No, Jeannie, as everyone says, from Eau Claire, and Joe, and let's see, who else calls in every day? We like Pizza Box Mike. I hope he keeps his show.
Friday night.
Friday night.
So we're going to re-rack Pizza Box in the Friday night, 7 o'clock hour.
Love that. You got Mark from the SAC. You got Paul. All you guys are just absolutely incredible human beings. And, people like CJ and them, I just hope that as time goes on, they might actually wake up. When I heard CJ almost crying the other day when he was on Earl's show, reminiscing about Rush Limbaugh and how we missed him so much.
Tom, we're going to have to keep missing him. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go to you, Profane Ronnie, but please don't swear just because L.A. Tom excluded you from our friends club. You're a friend, Profane Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah, I know. I kind of caught that. He didn't say my name. But in his defense, I have not called in months, and that's my bad. So I apologize.
Well, don't use up all your swears on the same day, okay, Ronnie?
I'm going to try not to. So, sorry to see the devil's name go away, but I have my black polo shirt, my gray WRRD shirt, my devil's advocate shirt with the nice logo that you have.
Classic, yeah.
I've got the Summer of Love, so I can't wait to get the next shirt.
Profane Ronnie, you've got a wardrobe full of failed fruity brands.
And that's just the way I like it.
You know, I put such considered thought in all the brands I choose. Lots of rum, little thought, and, you know, screw it. Let's go for it, right? Can't wait to hear the new brand name, Ronnie.
Oh, I know. I'm looking forward to it.
Have to wait till Monday, though.
Hey, a bad decision sometimes is better than no decision, Mike. So, you know, we just keep moving forward, man. Things evolve.
Dominic, I can tell you this for sure. I am a decision maker, and I make lots of bad ones, and I plow through. But a very good decision made by Civic Media, and I'd like to thank our next fine guest, a partnership with Charlie Behrens. We're going to introduce the Cripes Cast all across the Civic Media Network. He joins us next.
You're a liar, Trump.
Play it again, Trump.
You're a liar, Trump.
Play it again, Trump.
You're a liar, Trump.
Play it again, Trump.
The Shaw, 101 FM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Hockey fans from Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, Michigan, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers open a weekend series against the sixth-ranked Michigan Wolverines. Our producer is Stephen Hirschkin at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco with analysis tonight. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers, back-to-back road trips last weekend, lost to pair at Notre Dame 5-3 and 3-1 and fell to 10-16 overall, 3-13 in the Big Ten. Michigan, meanwhile, 6-9-1 overall, 8-8 in the league. Good for a tie for fifth place right now, following a sweep at home of Penn State last weekend, 7-3 and 5-4. The Maize and Blue have won three in a row for the first time since October, and they seem to be playing much better, a team loaded with talent. But, Paul, these teams met in Madison back in December, and that was quite a series.
It was a good series, and Badgers got a big win on the first night and was not that far away from earning a sweep or close to it on the second night. Actually, the Badgers were down 2-0 in the first game and made the great comeback. Eight different people scored that weekend. The second game, it was 2-2 about halfway through the third period, and Michigan took advantage of a Badger play on a shorthanded play, got the lead, and scored a empty net goal to grab the victory on the second night. But you know, Badgers come in here, it wasn't a great weekend last weekend results wise but they played pretty good since the start of January and get back to how they were playing, and it gives them every bit of a chance to beat Michigan this weekend.
Yeah, the Wolverines averaging 3.9 goals per game. They've got a wealth of talent, 12 NHL draft choices, three first round selections, all of which will be in the lineup tonight. And as you look at the standings, Minnesota's running away with a conference title. Wisconsin, unfortunately, is in last place, and then there are five teams separated by 3 points from second to sixth place. So a huge weekend here for Michigan.
It is, and they're the one team that played two less games than all those other teams they're battling with right now. They got 24 points behind Ohio State and Penn State, are playing each other this weekend. And, you know, the way things shake out, it's that close. Michigan might be the higher percentage chance that Badgers will be coming back here for the playoffs. But anyway, it's Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame, Michigan, and Michigan State, 27-27, 26-24, 24. That's pretty incredible how it's basically one game here, one game there, one goal here, a penalty call there, and you go from sixth place to second place in the standings. It's crazy.
Yep. In this series overall, it dates back over 100 years. Michigan has 86 wins, Wisconsin 65, 14 ties. Although since Wisconsin resumed its program in 1963, the Badgers just a game under 500 against Michigan. Their first meeting over a century ago, a 6-3 and 5-1 losses to the Wolverines, February 13th of 1922. That's according to UW Athletics history.
There are a couple of schools with Wisconsin's record books don't match up with the opposing teams, and Michigan would be one of those. I wonder, looking at the ice here, it's established in 1922, so it could be a case of it was a club team or something that the Badgers played, but it's hard to tell. The records in 1922 are not stupendous when you go back in the archives. So that's what we got.
There's nobody around to interview, too, to get information, you know?
That is correct.
Yeah. I mean, Bill Brophy's still around. Mike Lucas, you can always talk to them.
I know. I never thought of that. I'm going to have to do that when we get back to Madison.
166th meeting between the Cardinal and White and the Maize and Blue. We'll drop the puck here in just over a half hour or so. And up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Tony Granato from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Welcome back to Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. Wisconsin and Michigan open a weekend series tonight. Head coach Tony Granato joins us. And Tony, back on the road this weekend after a trip to South Bend last weekend, where I suppose lessons learned along the way, including, hey, stay out of the box. And that would obviously be helpful with what turned out last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to be physical in Notre Dame because they're physical. It's a smaller rink, so things happen fast there. The second game, we played physical. We put ourselves in penalty problems. You know, we had two hits that, you know, when you see them, they look good because your shoulder's down. But anytime there's any sort of head contact, and Luke LeMaster was involved in both of them, we got lit up for majors there. So we killed, or we were supposed to kill, a full 20 minutes with penalties, and obviously that hurt us. They were able to capitalize on the power play, and we, you know, didn't generate enough offense to offset that. So we came home without a win. So this series, we're going into Michigan. It's going to have to be the same thing. We're going to have to play physical without taking the penalties. And sometimes that's a little bit tricky. There's a fine line between being aggressive and physical and staying out of the box. But it'll be an important part of the game tonight. The forecheck part of it, being physical on their D, has to be a must for us. It has to be a priority for us to commit to it early, because, you know, if you make turnovers, you don't make them play in their own end, They're obviously very dangerous offensively. Yeah.
When it comes to penalties, there are good penalties and there are bad penalties. As a coach, how do you handle that? Because, you know, you want to roll four lines. If it's a basketball team and a player commits a foul or makes a mistake, it's easy to substitute. It's not that way in hockey.
Yeah, it's not. And you know, there's times where you sit a guy out a shift or two, or sometimes a period, sometimes a game. But, you know, at this point of the season, we're low on bodies anyways. There's not a whole lot of maneuvering to do to put players in instead. So, most of the penalties that are taken are part of reactions to playing the game hard. You know, every now and then there's a dumb penalty. Retaliation penalties are the ones that you would call dumb. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's coming back into your end, you're trying to defend a goal or break a play up to prevent a scoring chance, obviously that's one that's more accepted. Right. But there's no question that has to be. And I thought, you know, earlier in the year, or at least before Christmas there, when we started to be really good on the penalty kill, mm-hmm. I thought our team was responsible in not taking three or four penalties in a row or three or four penalties in a period, and that gave our penalty killers a chance to, you know, focus on the one kill and not have to, you know, get out on the ice every other shift to kill penalties. Right. And that helped our penalty kill. So I think that goes hand in hand. Our penalty killing has been good when we've been disciplined enough to, you know, take two or three a game, we can do it.
Yeah. And when you're playing a team with the talent of Michigan, it's hard enough to defend when you're 5-on-5. Going down a man, it makes it even more difficult.
Yeah, they get skill. That's okay. So the two games we had with them in our building were both entertaining games. I thought we skated with them really well. And we won the first one. We tied late in the game in the second one. So our guys should have confidence that we can go in and play with them. And again, what we want to prevent is doing things that beat ourselves. And the penalties are part of it. The turnovers are part of it. Just little mistakes like that at key moments of the game have bit us. And for us tonight to have success, we've got to be really smart with the puck. And, you know, if there's a play to be made, make it. If there's not, then play the smart play. And that's what we'll have to do all night.
Badgers and Wolverines tonight. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Menards is your home improvement destination. We've got everything you need for your projects, from ceiling to floor. Why settle for a boring ceiling when there's so many acoustic and decorative options? Armstrong ceiling tiles are the best way to elevate your style to new heights. They're easy to install and add a great new look to your home. Right now, save big money on ceiling tiles. Plus, check out all the great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Michigan coming up here in just a bit. Series finale, same time tomorrow night, 6 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network. Tony Granato is with us, and I know you've made a few changes with your forward lines this week. Is that right?
Yeah, we're still not sure exactly how they're going to play out, but we did practice a little bit differently with lines. You know, when you're on the road, there's certain matchups you'd like to get out there. So, you know, we broke up for practice, at least Horvath and Lindmark. And can't get the matchup that we want, we'll get one of those two guys on the ice against the player that we want. So, but you know, we'll see how the game goes to start. But you know, there's not a whole lot of wiggle room. To, again, we're not healthy enough to have players being in and out. So we had a good week of practice. You know, it's important for us to play simple and play smart and try to keep, them off balance with their forecheck and with how hard we're going to play.
And how does Michigan play? How would you describe them, and what challenges do they pose?
They will jump on any mistake you make. And in other words, you get sloppy and you try to make a fancy play at the blue line, or you try to beat somebody one-on-one, they're going to be off on the offense in a hurry. They skate. They want a wide-open, you know, pond hockey type of game, which means that we're going to have to play a game that's disciplined on, again, getting a forecheck going, stalling the pucks. We don't want to just open it up so the puck goes back and forth both ways, and be disciplined that way. Going to have to be good on our changes, make sure we're in position as they attack our line. And our D have to be aggressive. Our D can't sit back and wait for them to come. We've got to be in their face and force them to have to make plays under pressure.
Jared Moe starts in goal tonight for the Badgers against the Michigan Wolverines. We'll have more from Ann Arbor in just a bit. From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about zero tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 29. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 23. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 2 above.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Medicine Online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Here at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, building just like the UW Fieldhouse with an ice sheet in it, but it's a raucous place. The children of Yost, the student section right across from us. Paul and I are sitting in the upper deck of this building. We've got a rafter to our left. We have to lean over the edge to see the far left corner where Michigan's goaltender Eric Portillo will be stationed two of the three periods. They've got a student band across the way, and actually the students, Paul, are right behind the Wisconsin bench, and they can get creative when trying to chirp the Badgers on the bench. So, and actually, I think the players tend to love it too and chirp back.
Oh yeah, it's somewhat entertaining for guys. I know they usually have a big board up. I don't see it right now, where they kind of write stuff up and change things. They change their mind, or they have a bunch of insoles for the Badgers ready to go during warm-ups and during the game. Yeah, I mean, students make what is one of the things that makes college hockey great for sure.
I agree. Michigan, I mentioned, 16-9-1, 8-8 in the league. They've played much better of late. They've won three in a row for their last five, and they played pretty decently. From the start, they got off to a great start, then got into some COVID issues and some injuries. They're banged up right now, too, but they have two of the most dynamic players in college hockey. One's a freshman, 6'2", 195-pound centerman, Adam Fantilli. Many believe he'll be the second pick in the upcoming NHL draft behind Connor Bedard, the star of the World Junior Championship. Fantilli, 40 points this season, tied for the NCAA lead with Western Michigan freshman Ryan McAllister. He's number one in the country, 1.82 points per game. I mean, he's just fun to watch.
Yeah, we saw him at the World Juniors. That was the biggest stage that we've seen him on lately. But Wisconsin actually did a pretty good job against Adam Fantilli. Gave up one goal in the Badger win, but he had nothing in the second game. Only two games this year he hasn't had a point. That was one of them. So he was dynamic right away. He opened eyes in college hockey, how he scored. He was really good in the USHL last year at Chicago. So he's a dynamic first-line center for a talented team. And we're talking, there's nine draft picks in the lineup for both teams tonight, and he's another guy that will certainly be a draft pick next summer to make it 10 for Michigan.
Yeah, first rounder, just like Charlie Stramel's expected to be a first rounder. And then we have to keep an eye on Luke Hughes, the number one star in the Big Ten this season, the sophomore, 6'2", 190 from Canton, Michigan. He has eight goals, 30 points this season, which is fifth best in the Big Ten, and he had a monster game last Saturday against Penn State. The Wolverines were after a sweep. They fell behind 3-0 against the Nittany Lions. Penn State actually scored two goals in the first 44 seconds, but Michigan came roaring back behind Luke Hughes.
Oh, yeah, four-goal game for a defenseman. That's pretty amazing. Obviously, we've seen the Hughes family, what they've done in the NHL and at Michigan with Quinn Hughes here at one point, very similar, very offensive player. He's just fun to watch. He's a great skater. He's got great offensive ability, takes risks. He needs to work on his defensive end, kind of, but
sure.
He's so good offensively, like Quinn Hughes is in Vancouver for them. He's just a guy you love to have on your team because he's fun, he's entertaining, and he can score.
By the way, the Badgers have never had a defenseman score four goals in a game, and this will be the end of our Michigan segment here in a moment. We're not going to be talking about the maize and blue the rest of the night, but there is a tremendous story for a junior defenseman from White Lake, Michigan by the name of Stephen Holtz. He last played for the Wolverines back on November 5th against Penn State. Then he became ill, and he almost died.
That's an amazing story. Paula Weston on USCHO.com wrote the whole thing, so go ahead and read that. But just a quick summary, he ended up, you know, obviously people are a little gun-shy these days with COVID and other, at the time it was RSV virus just going around, and he wasn't feeling well. He got left back on a trip for when Michigan went back, took a trip to Notre Dame, came back, basically told his roommates and everyone else, just leave me alone, I'm not feeling well. In the middle of the night, one of his teammates got up, walked to the bathroom, and heard something in his room, or in his bedroom, and took a look, and he wasn't doing well.
He was he was having a seizure, and he had multiple seizures. He was coughing. I mean, he just couldn't gather himself at all.
Yeah, that's a scary thing. They called 911. He was in the hospital for a while, went into a coma. They look back on things. He doesn't remember for a week what happened. He had to kind of piece together what happened throughout that. It's a really scary thing, but it's awesome to see that he is back in the lineup. He'll be playing tonight against Wisconsin, and you know, for the people involved, for his teammates, for his coaching staff, his family, like, what a night it's going to be for him to see him back out on the ice.
Yeah, Stephen Holtz had adenovirus, which is basically a common cold. Rarely is it fatal, but he almost lost it. And you know, he, as he told Paula Weston, he's thrilled to be alive. And we're happy to see him out there. He'll wear number 24 in white tonight for the Michigan Wolverines. We'll take a look at the Big Ten in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Well, as the Big Ten stands right now, final month of the regular season, Minnesota whopping 16-point lead. Gophers idle this weekend. Penn State and Ohio State share second place, and they're playing in Columbus this weekend. And then Notre Dame and Michigan State, the Irish in fourth place, 2 points ahead of the Spartans. If you're fourth, you get home ice for the first round of the playoffs. Those two teams meeting in East Lansing this weekend, where Scott Moore, my colleague from Michigan State, will be broadcasting his 1,000th game as radio voice of the Spartans. Congratulations, Scott. We'll set the lineups for you when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth advocate programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of